Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Gimel, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Beis Amid Beis Ulamai. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rafu Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel and Leilui Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Reb Avram Hakoyen. So yesterday, Be'ezras Hashem, we began a new Masechta. Meseches Sanhedrin. And the opening line in the Masechta is Dine Mamonos Beshloisha, Gzelois V'Chavalois Beshloisha. Meaning, Dine Mamonos Beshloisha, if there is a monetary dispute, it needs to be resolved by a Bezdin that's comprised of at least three members. Gzelois V'Chavalois. If there's a Din Torah that relates to Gzela or Chavala, that too would require a bezdin that's made up of three dayanim. And the Gemara asked the obvious question: Otu gzelos v'chavolos lav dine mamonos ninu? Isn't gzelos v'chavolos included in dine mamonos? Meaning, dine mamonos is a klal; it's a very inclusive phrase. All monetary laws require three dayanim. Well, gzelos v'chavolos are examples of monetary law, and if that's the case, it's obvious that they require three. So how do you read Pashut Pshat in the first line of the Masechta? Amar Rabbi Avos explained, he said, Mahin Ktani. The way you read the Mishnah is as follows. Dine Mamonos B'Shloisha. But not all Dine Mamonos B'Shloisha. Mahin Dine Mamonos. What do we mean when we say Dine Mamonos B'Shloisha? Gzelos V'Chavolos. Dafka Gzelos V'Chavolos of B'Shloisha. What not? Aval Hoidos V'Havos. Any disputes that relate to Hoidos Baldin Kemi Eidem Dami, or any dispute that relates to Ahalva, there the halacha is you would not require three dayanim. Now, today's daf is going to continue this discussion. Meaning, how do you read the Mishnah? Dine mamonos b'shloisha, gzelos v'chavolos b'shloisha, atu gzelos v'chavolos lav dine mamonos ninu. Additionally, the fact that hoidos v'havos might be different than gzelos v'chavolos. But before we dive back into the Gemara, there's just one little piece that I think is worth to be aware of. So we're giving away a little bit of what's going to come. It's a mashahu of a precap, but I think it's worth it. And that is, the idea that dine mamonos b'shloisha is learned out from the parsha of koifer b'pikadon. It says in the Torah that in the event that somebody is watching somebody else's pikadon, he's a shomer chinam. And then when the person, the owner of the pikadon, comes to the shomer and says, tell me, tainli pikdoini, where is that pikadon that you've been watching? If he says that it was stolen, so the Torah says that the shomer would now have to go to Besdin. He would have to swear what we know as shvuas ha-shomer. In that parsha, the Torah mentions the fact that this shomer is going to have to appear in front of Besdin three times. All three times, the Torah refers to Besdin as Elohim, Beloshen Chayil, but it says it not once, it says it not twice, it says it three times. Just to read the words of the Torah. Im lo yimotze haganov, v'nikra bal habayis, El ho Elohim im lo shalach yodai b'malachas reheu. Then the pasuk says, "Al kol dvar pesh, al shor, al chamor, al seh, al sam, al kol aveda asher yomer ki uzeh ad ho Elohim." The second time, yovai dvar shneim asher yarshiun Elohim simdrit imol yishalim shneim l'reheu. And it's from these two psukim, the three mentions of the word Elohim, that Chazal knew this idea that dine mamonos b'shloisha. Now, what would have been had we not had these three mentions of the word Elohim? The halacha would have been that if somebody needs to dispute some issue related to dine mamonos, you go to a bezdin, but that bezdin could be comprised of one member, one dayan. And the truth is, there's a makar to that in the pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Betzedek tishpayt amisecha." That's in the singular form. It's a lashon yachid. It's mashma that one judge is able to paskin everything. Included in everything is dine mamonos. But it's because of the fact that we have the mention of Elohim three times in the parsha of the Shomer Chinam, in the parsha of the Koifer B'Pikadon, that Chazal taught us this halacha of Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. Stating that, notice that the Torah mentioned Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha in a very, very nuanced case. The Torah doesn't say all Dinei Mamonos require three Dayanim. For example, as it relates to Eidos, it says, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Oh, so we know all dine mominus require two edim. The Torah doesn't say all dine mominus require three dayanim. In the parsha of the koifer b'pekadin, the Torah mentions Elohim three times, which Chazal understood was a makar that dine mominus b'shloisha. But the Torah says it specifically with regards to koifer b'pekadin. Now, what's a koifer b'pekadin? We just finished learning the bavas, so we're a little more intelligent about it now than we would have been 14 months ago. The Gemara says a koifer b'pekadin nikr gaslin. Okay, so clearly, gzelois requires three dayanim. Chavolois, the Gemara, we saw this already yesterday, argues, mali chaval b'mamoine, mali chaval b'gufoy. It's really one and the same. Meaning, gzela and chavala is very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'oysa inyan. When you're a gazlin, you're taking away somebody's money, and when you're a chaval b'chaveroi, you're taking away his guf. But they're very, very similar. To the point that it'd be very hard to argue that if dine gzelos requires three dayanim, maybe dine chavolos is different. So if you have a makar that a koifer b'pekadin, who's a gazlin, requires three dayanim, the same would be true as it relates to the chavol. The question is, what about all other dine mominus? Mehecha tesi, all other dine mominus require three dayanim. Maybe it says in the Torah, but tzedek tishbei tam yisach, and if that's the case, even one dayan should be okay. This is the backdrop to the Gemara's discussion. What should the halacha be in Hilchis Dayanus, not Hilchis Eidus, in Hilchis Dayanus, as it relates to Haidois Valvois? On the one hand, Betzedek Tishbei Tam Yisecha. On the other hand, you have this Giloy in the parish of Gzelos V'Chavolos. But maybe what it says by Gzelos V'Chavolos is only true for Gzelos V'Chavolos. Now, the truth is, just from the first Gemara here in the Masechta, we see already that there's a difference between Gzelos V'Chavolos, Haidois Valvois. Dine mominus b'shloisha, gzelos v'chavolos b'shloisha, and the way Rabbi Vo teach the Gemara, mahin k'tani, meaning mahin dine mominus, as it relates to the din shloisha, it's tafki gzelos v'chavolos. We understand the makar. The makar is because where does it say dine mominus b'shloisha? It says it by gzelos v'chavolos. And it's for that reason, I hear mahin dine mominus, only gzelos v'chavolos, not hodois v'chavolos. Where we are up to in the cheshbon of the Gemara is what then is the halacha as it relates to hodois v'chavolos, says the Gemara. Ulamai, when we say dine mominus, implying that Hidois Favois, not. So the question is, what is then the halacha as it relates to Hidois Favois? We know it's not the same as Gzeos Favois. What is the halacha? Doesn't mean that you don't need three dayanim. Can't be. You know why? Because Va'amar Rabbavo himself said, it's the same Rabbavo, Shnayim Shadonu Dine Mominus, two Dayanim that judge Dine Mominus, L'divrei HaKol, according to everybody, ain't Dineim Din. It's not going to be a Din. So it can't be the Rabbavo who teaches the Mishnah, Mahin K'tani, holds that Hoidois V'Avois require three Dayanim, because Rabbavo L'shitasa, he said that there's no one in the world who holds that you can paskin any form of Dine Mominus, even Hoidois V'Avois, even with two dayanim. Hello, what then does the, what then is the halacha as it relates to hoidois v'avois? Elo de loy be'inan mumchem. What it probably means is that you don't need mumchem. Meaning, when we say that gzelos v'chavolos is b'shloisha, it means not three ordinary people, but what it means is that the three people have to be mumchim. And the makar to that is the makar to gzelos v'chavolos b'shloisha. How do I know gzelos v'chavolos b'shloisha? Because it says the word Elohim three times. The word Elohim suggests that this dayan is very, very chashuv. At the very least, he's a mumcha. He's a dayan. He's not punked a guy that's going to give us his opinion. He's someone that's proficient. He's trained. He's a yoyra yoyra. He's a yadin yadin. He's a yater yater. He's gone through the sugyas. He sat in koil many years. He took fehers. He knows this inyan very, very clearly. That's what the word Elohim means. Says the Gemara, maybe when Rabbi Vo teach the Mishnah of Dine Mominus B'Shloisha, what he meant to say was not that Hoidois V'Avois doesn't require three dayanim, because Rabbi Vo said Shnayim Shadonu Dine Mominus Adivrei HaKol Ein Dineim Din. But what he meant was that you don't need three mumchen. So in contrast to Gzelos V'Chavolos that require three mumchen, Hoidois V'Avois not. How would you read the Mishnah then? The way you would read the Mishnah is Dine Mominus B'Shloisha Mumchen Mahin Dine Mominus, where the din is B'Shloisha Mumchen Gzelos V'Chavolos. It's true shloisha, but not shloisha mumchen. But the Gemara says, "My kasava, how would you even come up with such a shita?" Ikasava, irav parshias kasav kan. If Rav Avohu holds, or if the Tan of our Mishnah holds, that Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan, then Liboy Nami Mumchen, you should require Mumchen. So what does it mean, Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan? Iruv Parshias Kasuv is a sugi that comes up in different places in Shas, where the Gemara suggests that it could be some of the halachas that are mentioned in some of the respective Parshias in Parshias Mishpatim, where you pretty much have Kala Teiru Kula, don't necessarily apply exclusively to its respective parasha, but could be they could be applied a little bit more broadly. Meaning that although it says Elohim three times in the parasha of Gzelois v'chavolois, but if Iru parasha is Kasav Khan, so you can spread it out a little bit, and you can say that it relates also to some of the surrounding parashas. Now, one of the surrounding parashas is in Kesef Talva Azami, which is Havois. So if you hold Iru parasha is Kasav Khan, now, why would you think that the Tana holds Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan? Because if the Tana holds that Hoidois Vavois is Shloisha, how would he know it? It says it only by Gzelois, it says it by Kerfi Bipakadin. It's probably because Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan. But if that's the case, Lebayin Nami Mumchim, the same Parsha that tells you three also tells you Elohim, which means Mumchim. Ikosave in Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan. And if the Tana holds that you don't say Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan, and that's why you don't mean Mumchim, then Shloisha Shalomali, then how do you even know that you have to have three? The Tana of the Mishnah holds Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan. And if that's the case, Ubedinu the Lebayin Nami Mumchim, that's the Makar 3, and really based on that, you should need 3 Mumchen as well. The reason, however, as it relates to Adai Svavois, you don't need 3 Mumchen, Mishum to Rab Chanina, it's based on something Rab Chanina said. Om Rab Chanina said, Dvar Torah Midday Raisa Echadine Mominus, Echadine Nefashis, Vidrisha Vichakir. So we're going to see, as we get into the sugyas of the Masechta, that one of the differences between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis is how much Drisha is v'chakiros, how much due diligence, how much cross-examination the Dayanim had to do. By Dine Nefashis, they had to do what's called Drisha v'chakira. By Dine Mominus, they did not have to do Drisha v'chakira. But Rab Chanina said a chiddush. Rab Chanina said this, that by Dine Mominus, you don't have to do Drisha v'chakira, that's only Midrabanan. Because Dvar Torah Midday Raisa, Echad Dine Mominus, Vechad Dine Nefashis, both require Drisha v'chakira. Shenemar. And it's based on the following pasuk. Critical pasuk. Mishpat echad yelochem. Mishpat echad, says Rashi, top line, mominois kinefashis. That mominois always treated like kinefashis. Matam, omr dina mominois loy dina drisha v'chagiro. Rab Chanina continued and said, so if midei reis dina mominois requires drisha v'chagiro, so why la maisa doesn't it? Kidesh loy tino deles bifnei lovem. Because we were afraid that if a loyv is going to show up at a malva's door and he's going to want to borrow money, the door's going to be locked. The malva's not going to want to lend the loyv money. Why? Because the malva's going to lend the loyv money. Then he's going to come to collect. Kesef minolan. What's the lady going to say? The oldest trick in the book, lahadam, lehoyu dvar meyolam. He's going to say, I'm going to sue you. He says, no problem. Bring Edom. He'll bring Edom. In the meantime, these Edom are going to be cross-examined. And the malva, the next time somebody comes and wants to borrow money, he's going to say, mali la tzara azois. The whole thing is not worth it. And he's going to stop lending money. So, Kideish leitino deles bifnei lovin said Reb Chanina Chazal wa oikru the din dayraisa of dine mominus bedrisha v'chakiru, which is something they have a right to do, hefker bezen hefker, and they said that you're not going to bedrisha v'chakiru. But what's the point? The point is that you see that when it comes to dine mominus, the way the rabbanon implemented it is not always the same as the way it is on the dayraisa level. Specifically, when it comes to halvaos, and the reason is kideish leitino deles bifnei lovin. So tainas the gemara that Rav Avoh is going to tell you that lo oilom the time that the Mishnah holds that Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan. And if that's the case, if it says Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times by Gzelois, which is true also for Chavolois, then it's going to be true for Hoidois and for Halvois. Stating that Halacha Lemaisa, the Halacha is you need like Gzelois for Chavolois, but not 100%. Like Gzelois for Chavolois, three Dayanim, but not like Gzelois for Chavolois, three Mumchit. I'm a man of Shach. If you hold Iruv Parshias Kasuv Kan and you're learning Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times to tell me three Dayanim, then you should learn it also to teach me that you need three Mumchit. The Teretz is, Kedei Shaloi Tin Odele Smith Neilov. No one's going to want to lend anybody money. Why? Because in order to sue somebody, you're going to have to find three Dayanim Mumchit. Go find them. It's not so easy to find. And it's for that reason, Kedei Shaloi Tin Odele Smith. And there's a precedent for that. Reb Chanina. Really, there should be drisha v'chakira, but dina mominus, but Chazal say kedesh leitino dal smifnei lovin, you don't need drisha v'chakira. So too, as it relates to this halacha, we're going to say that you are not going to require mumchim. But the Gemara says elamiyat. If that's the case, ta'u lo yishalmu. So this is also based on a Gemara that we're going to learn later. With halacha is that a mumcha that paskins and makes a mistake, he's potter because he had a right to paskin. A hedyet that paskins and he makes a mistake, if you don't dina de garmi, the halacha is that you are going to have to pay. And pashut, the understanding is the mumcha has a right to Paskin, the Hedya doesn't have a right to Paskin. But the Gemara's Kash is Elamiyato. If you're going to tell me that Chazal went out of their way to say Shloisha Hedyoitois, Kidei Shloitinon Dalas Bifnei Lovin, that means when the Hedya Paskins, he's actually doing something that Chazal very much gave him a right to do. It's like the Halacha was instituted that way almost like Chatchila, Kidei Shloitinon Dalas Bifnei Lovin. So he should be no different than the Mumcha, and if he makes a mistake, he shouldn't have to pay. So the Gemara says, you're right. If you do the arithmetic, that's the way it should come out. Abakolshkin atenoyel delas bifnei lamin. If the chachamim would have implemented that halacha, then kolshkin, then for sure nobody would lend money. Why? Because now you're saying that three hadyoites kapaskin, these three hadyoites kishmam kachem, they're hadyoites, they don't really know the halachas. It's very possible they're going to end up making a mistake. So you're going to lend somebody money where Mi'ikr adin, 100% you have a right to collect. However, because you had these three chevra that don't know too much, paskining your shayla, so you can end up not getting the money you're supposed to get. That's going to backfire kol shekein. And it's for that reason, although the chachamim gave the hedyoites a right to paskin, they almost encouraged hedyoites to get involved. Shloi tino dal spifnei lovin, but at the same time, different than a mumcha, where the halach is, if they make a mistake, they are going to have to pay. So what's the bottom line? Just to come up with breath for a second. The Masechta began, Dini Mamanis B'Shloisha, Gzeilis V'Chavolis B'Shloisha. The Gemara's Kasha was, Otu Gzeilis V'Chavolis, Lav Dini Mamanis Ninu, Amar Rabavo, explain. Ma Hink Tani, Ma Hink Dini Mamanis, Gzeilis V'Chavolis, Avol Hidois V'Halvois Loi. After further review, after learning the first Amid of Gemara, Beis Amid Beis, we now have a little bit of a better appreciation of what Rabbi Avoh was saying. It's Pash Pshan in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it says Dine Mominus B'Shloisha, means Dine Mominus B'Shloisha Mumche. And on that it says Mahin Dine Mominus that requires Shloisha Mumche. Not all Dine Mominus, only some. Gzeilus V'Chavolis. Because Gzeilus V'Chavolis Taka requires Shloisha Mumche. Avaloi Dois V'Avois. As much as it requires three Dayanim, but it does not require three Mumche. Now, Midday Raisa, the Gemara explained, really it should require three mumchim based on Irv Parshis, it's only Midrabana, but as it relates to Pash Pshan and the Mishnah, that's the way you read the Mishnah. But the Gemara has two kashas on Rabbi Avoh's Pshan and the Mishnah. Kasha number one, Ihochi Ebazoi, Tartik Tani, Dine Mominus Beshloisha, Hedyoitois, Gzeilus Vechavolis Beshloisha Mumchim. Now the way Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha in two Dibra Maschals, Dibra Maschal Ihochi, and in Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Tartik Tani, is as follows. To the extent that the halach is that really all Dine Mominus require three Dayan. And at the same time, Gzeilus V'Chavolis is unique, that it requires not just three Dayanim, but even three Mumche. So why was Rabbi Avoh Matchik, Pashav Shana in the Mishnah, Dine Mominus B'Shloisha, Gzeilus V'Chavolis B'Shloisha, Mahin K'tani? That the Mishnah is saying one thing, Gzeilus V'Chavolis B'Shloisha, B'Shloisha Mumche. I Dine Mominus B'Shloisha sounds like all Dine Mominus. No. Mahin K'tani, Gzeilus V'Chavolis is a pirush on Dine Mominus. It works, but it feels very doichik. And based on how Rabbi Avoh came out, seems like there's a much simpler, much more pashup shot to learn the Mishnah. And that is Tartik Tani. Say that when the Mishnah says Dine Mominus B'Shloisha, it means all Dine Mominus. When it says Gzeilus V'Chavolis B'Shloisha, it means specifically Gzeilus V'Chavolis. What's the kasha? Otu Gzeilus V'Chavolis Lav Dine Mominus Ninu. The Teretz is not Mahink Tani, the Teretz is Tartik Tani. The Teretz is Dine Mominus B'Shloisha means all Dine Mominus Shloisha Hedyoitois, and Gzeilus V'Chavolis B'Shloisha means Shloisha Mumchen. So why learn Mahink Tani if you could learn Tartik Tani? Mahink Tani is more doichik. Tartik Tani doesn't even feel so doichik. V'oy, the Gemara says, another kashan Rabbi Avoh, Shloisha, Shloisha Lamali. If the way you read the Mishnah is Mahink Tani, so why the Tana of the Mishnah repeat the word Shloisha twice? Dine Mamin is B'Shloisha, Gzeilus V'Chavolis is B'Shloisha. If it's two different halachos, I understand why it says it. But you're telling me Dine Mamin is B'Shloisha, Mahin Dine Mamin is Gzeilus V'Chavolis. So why did it say the second Shloisha? It should say Dine Mamin is B'Shloisha, Mahin Dine Mamin is Tara B'Shloisha, Gzeilus V'Chavolis. When it repeats Gzeilus V'Chavolis B'Shloisha, it sounds like, again, Tartik Tani. It sounds like there's two things going on over here. Elo my Rava. So it's because of this Rava said, Tartik Tani. I have a different shot of the Mishnah. Not like Rab Avohu, who said Mahing Tani, but rather Tartik Tani, Mishum de Rab Chanina, and it's based on Rab Chanina. Who's Rab Chanina? Rab Chanina was the one who said that, although Echadine Mominus, Echadine Nevashis, but Drisha Vechakira, or Bekidesh Loitin Odalus Bifnei Lovin, Dine Mominus doesn't require Drisha Vechakira. The same is true as it relates to Mumchin, as the Gemara explained in Shitas Rab Avoh, and that is the Mishnah saying two separate things. Dine Mominus, all Dine Mominus, Beshloisha Hedyoitois, Gzeilis Vechavolis, are unique that it requires Shloisha Mumchin. And again, it's Rab Chanina, because really Eruv Parshis Kosov Kan, and that's how you know that all Dinei Mamonos, even Adoyos Vavoyos, require three Dayanim. It should require Mumchen as well. The Teretz is Rab Chanina, Kidei Shloi Tinol Deles, Bifnei Lovin. In other words, just to get this clear, that everything the Rab Avoh said, Rav agrees with. Everything. Eruv Parshiyos, Kidei Shloi Tinol Deles, Bifnei Lovin, the Tzushtel to Rab Chanina, where they're arguing is just Pashit Pshan of the Mishnah. Dinei Mamonos Bishloisho, Gzeles Vachavoyos Bishloisho, Mahin Ktani, that's what Rab Avoh said, or Tardei Ktani, that's what Rav said, and like the Gemara spoke out that there's really two reasons in Pashat Pshat, how to read that first line, that seem to support more Rava's Pshat of Tartik Tani than Rav Avoh's Pshat of Mahin Tani. Says the Gemara, when I finish, Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika Amar, Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika had a different formulation in the Sugya. Now Rashi speaks out that Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika learned Pshat in the Mishnah the way Rava learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Not Mahin Tani, but Tartik Tani. And what's the Tarti? The same Tarti like Rav. It's the same Mishnah like Rav. Dina Mamanis B'Shloisha, all Dina Mamanis, even Adais V'Avois, Shloisha Diyotis, Xeros V'Chavolois, Shloisha Mumchen. Okay, so what's Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika coming to add? He has a different formulation in terms of how you get there. He has a different formulation as it relates to the Gemara's Kasha Mamanis. If you hold Eruv Parshiyos Kosov Kan, the boy Nami Mumchen. And if you don't hold Eruv Parshiyos Kosov Kan, then you shouldn't even need three. So on that, says Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika, Midday Raisa Chanami Kosher, that Midday Raisa, as it relates to Hoidos Valvois, really one dayan should be kosher. Shinemer, because it says in the Pasuk, Betzedek Tish Beitam Yisecha, and he does not hold Eruv Parshiyos Kosov Kan. Elo, so why then is it that you need three dayanim? Mishum Yoishvei Kronois. It's because we're afraid that if all you're going to have is one dayan, how do you know that one dayan is not going to be from the Yoishvei Kronois? Now, what are Yoishvei Kronois? So usually you think of Yoishvei Kronois as being Leidegeirs. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Tagorim, these were merchants. She'ein bekiyim betiv dinim. These were very much people that were not leidegeirs. Very successful people. They just don't know dinim. And as a result, v'yizakes achayiv, v'yichayiv es hazakai. So because of a concern that you may end up with a member of the Yoishvei Kronois, so therefore Chazal said you should have three dayanim. But the Gemara says, Atu betlasa mi lo yhavu Yoishvei Kronois. So you're going to have three people. You're going to end up with three Yoishvei Kronois. So the Gemara says, Ief shne de les behu chade gomer. If you're going to have three, at the very least, one of them is going to be a gomer, and it's for that reason that if you have three, everything is going to be okay. Now, the Gemara asks the same question that I asked earlier. El miyata tolo yishamu. If you're going to tell me that the Rabbanon said that three had yoita is kapaskin, and by the way, it's not just the Rabbanon now that are saying that three kapaskin. Even midei raisa Hedyoitos Kapaskin. I mean, if you're going to say that the Rabbanon said that Hedyoitos Kapaskin, and it's not just the Rabbanon that are saying Hedyoitos Kapaskin, because really in the Torah you see in Hedyoitos Kapaskin, because if the Makar that Hedyoitos Valvois is Beshloisha Hedyoitos is really rooted in Metzedek Tishbei Tamisecha, there's no mention of Elohim there, and there's no mention of Ne'im Mumchen. So it comes out that even the Dairaisa are Hedyoitos Lair Paskin. So if that's the case, a Hedyoit that makes a mistake shouldn't have to pay. But the Gemara says, Kolshkein Dinefishi Yoishvei Kronois. No, you can't say that. And the reason is because there are so many Yoishvei Kronois, and if a person knows that he can paskin a shayla and there's going to be no recourse, so he's going to say, yeah, I'm happy to be a dayan, and you're going to have all the wrong people being dayanim. So like this, you know that if you make a mistake, at the very least, you're going to be liable, and like this, you're not going to have an issue. But the bottom line is, Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika, who's the third Amora that's mentioned in our sugya, he learned the Mishnah the way Rava learned the Mishnah, verbatim. Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha Gzeilos V'Chavolos B'Shloisha is Tartek Tani. But how he got there was 180 degrees. The way Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika gets to the point that Hoidois V'Alvois is B'Shloisha Hedyoitis is he holds there's no Eruv Parshiyos Kosov Kan. So Midday Raisa, like we spoke at in the introduction to the daf, B'Tzedek Tish B'Tam Yisecha, one dayin who's even a Hedyot would be enough. Chazal were worried that that one guy might be a member of the Yoishvei Kronos. So they said, don't only have one, what you should end up having is three. In other words, how did Rava get to Tartik Tani? Eruv Parshiyos Kosov Kan. Midday Raisa, you should need three Dayanim and Mumchen, just like by Gzeilos V'Chavolos. However, because of Rav Chanina, Kadesh Leitino, Dals Bifnei Lovin, we downgrade from three Dayanim Mumchen to three Dayanim that are Hedyoitos. According to Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika, you come from the other side. Midday Raisa, one Hedyet should be enough because there's no Eruv Parshiyos Kasuv Kan. So we have a specific Tishbet HaMisachah, but we upgrade from one Hedyet to three Hedyotis. Why? Because we're worried of the Yoshvei Kran. It says the Gemara, Mai Ika Bein Rava, the Rav Acha Breid Ravika. What is the difference between Rava and Rav Acha Breid Ravika? They learned the Mishnah the same way. Halacha L'maisa is the same halacha. Hoidois V'avois is Shleisha Hedyotis. Gzeos V'chavolois is Shleisha Mumchen. What's the Nafkemina? What's the din? Hoidois V'avois on the Deiraisa level. But does that play itself out? L'maisa, I mean, we know Mideiraisa is a Nafkemina. Oh, but L'maisa Midrabonin, Tachlis Gered, in a Bezdin. Does it make a difference if this Bezdin follows the sheet of Rava or follows the sheet of Rav Acha Breid Ravika? Gemara says, yeah. What did Shmuel say? If you have two dayanim that paskin, so dineim din, but they're considered a bezdin chatzav, they're like a chutzpah diga bezdin. Why? Because they violated what the rabbanon said. Rav, according to Rav, let's lay the Shmuel, he's not going to hold of Shmuel. I mean, according to Rav, that midai raisa, Hoidois Valvois has to be made up of three dayonim. So then the halach is if two are going to paskin, then it's not going to be okay. It's not a din, Eloshinikru Bezlim Chasiv. This is garnish of the Ravacha Breid Ravika, who holds that midday raisa, all you need is one dayin. It's merinish midday rabbanim, mishum yoshvei kronis, you have to have three. Okay, but the evidence, if you add two, is slightly the shmul, it's going to be okay. So just to make a recap on this Gemara, because it's a little bit tricky, and that is there were really two machloikas in. There's two things that are happening simultaneous. Number one, there's a machloikis how to learn Pashup Shan in the Mishnah. And number two, there's a machloikis as it relates to the halacha of midday raisa, what's the din regarding hodois valvois. As it relates to understanding Pashup Pshan in the Mishnah, you had Rav Avos Pshan in the Mishnah, and you had Rava and Rav Acha Breid Rav Ikos Pshan in the Mishnah. Rav Avos said, Dinim Amenes Beshloisha, Gzeos Vachalois Beshloisha is Mahin Ktani. Dinim Amenes Beshloisha Mumchin. Mahin. Dinim Amenes that requires Shloisha Mumchin, it's Gzeos Valvois. As opposed to hodois valvois, where Shloisha Edyotis is going to be enough. But the way you learn Pshan in the Mishnah, the answer to the first kash of Atu Gzeos Vachalois Dinim Amenes Ninu is Mahin. Tani. The way Rav and Rav Breid Ravika learn Pash B'shan in the Mishnah is Tartek Tani. Not Mahin Tani, Tartek Tani. Dine Momen is Beshloisha, even a Dois Vavois, Hedyoitois, Gzeos Vavois Beshloisha, has to be Shloisha Mokhum. The second machloikis that's going on over here is what is the halacha on a Doiraisa level as it relates to Hedyois Vavois? You have Rav Avo and Rava on the one hand, and you have Rav Acha Breid Ravika on the other hand. That's the second machloikis. According to Rav Avo and according to Rava, Midai Raisa Hodois Valvois require three mumchin just like Zeus Vachavalis. And the reason is because Erev Parashiyos Kasuv Kan. So once you know in the parish of Kofi Bepekadin, so the same is going to be true as it relates to Havois as well. Why then is it enough to only have three Hedyotois? It's Kadesh Latino Dels Pathinilam. It's basically what Rab Chanina said with regards to the laws of Jewish Vachakira. Rav Acha Breid Ravika said that Midai Raisa, when it comes to Hodois Valvois, one Hedyot would be enough because there is no Erev Parashiyos Kasuv Kan. What then is the Makar to Dayon? That's why then do you need three hedyotis? You need three because you're Yoshikonis. What's the nafkamina in the second machloikis? Right, the nafkamina in the first machloikis is just how you learn the Mishnah. What's the nafkamina in the second machloikis? That wasn't clear. That's why that was the machloikis that the Gemara wanted to understand. My Ikka, and the Gemara said, the nafkamina shmuls then. What would be with the Evan if he had two dayanim that went ahead and paskin? Just to speak out one ha'ara before we go weiter from Rabbi Reuven Margolis. This is a pshat ha'ara. And that is, if you go back to Rashi on the Mishnah, so the Mishnah began, Dinim Amenes Beshloisha, Gzeilois Vechavolois Beshloisha. So Rashi said, Dinim Amenes Beshloisha, Begemar Yafino Nuhu. Right? We just went through that. That was the first 28 minutes of today's daf. Gzeilois, Zok Rashi, Koifer Bipikotin. What's Gzeilois? It's a Koifer Bipikotin. The Mishasholach Bayad Havigazan. If somebody is watching a Pikotin, he's a Shoy Mechinam, and he's Sholach Bayad, he chepes with it, or just if he denies, he becomes a gazlan. That's the din of a kofer becomes a gazlan. V'chein, additionally, ha-choytif miyad chaveri havi gazlan. If somebody chaps something out of his friend's hand, he's also a gazlan. Kegoin, like the pasuk says, v'yigzoil hachonis miyad ha-mitzri. That if somebody takes something out of somebody's hand, it's Vayigzal Hachonis Miyad ha-mitzri, he's considered a gazlan. So Rav Margol said like this. Rashi's giving two examples of what gzelois are. Gzelois is kofer b'pekaden, and it's the good old-fashioned gazlan. If somebody rips something out of somebody's hand. How did Rashi know to teach gzelois in two ways? Or why did Rashi feel he had to give two examples of gzeila? Let's just give one. So he says it's pasha. Rashi was just learning the Mishnah. Gzeilois is a lashon rabim, right? Gzeilois is lashon rabim, as opposed to the next line of the Mishnah, nezek, not nezokin nezek. So Rashi saw in the word gzeilois a lashon rabim, and that's what Rashi says. There's two types of gazlon. There's a koyfer b'pekadin, and then there's the vayigzal achonetz miadam mitzri. I'm afraid to Rav Margolis, which pshat should Rashi have brought first? L'chayre Rashi should have first brought vayigzal achonetz miadam mitzri, and then brought a koyfer b'pekadin. You know why? Because it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bavakama daf ayin tesamar aleph. It's in Perek Merubo. Heichidami gazlin omer abavo kigoy. Which, by the way, is poshet. That's your classic gazlin. Hakoyfer b'pekadin gazlin, not gazlin. Chaz above a kamo. That's a whole sugya. But who's your classic quintessential gazlin? Somebody that goes over to somebody, chaps something out of him. So, freit Rabbi Margol is just pshat. I understand why Rashi gave me two examples. Gzei lo yislosh and rabbin. But koyfer b'pekadin first, vayigzal achonis second. L'chayrut should have said vayigzal achonis miyada mitzri first. Abazok Rabbi Margol is the pshat is poshet. Because what's the makar that gzeilos v'chavolis is b'shloisha? It's learned out from the parsha of Koyfer B'Pekadin. Elohim, 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 three times that it says by Gzeilos is not by Yigzal Achonis V'Yadam Mitzri, it's a Koyfer B'Pekadin. So being that the Makar is Koyfer B'Pekadin, so that's why Rashi mentioned Koyfer B'Pekadin. Right, the Gemara said that had it only said Gzeilos V'Chavolis, this was in yesterday's daf, you would have thought that maybe everything is included. Why did you mention Gzeilos? Because that's where the Torah mentioned Shloisha. So you see that we defer a little bit to where the Torah says in the Furish. Being that, where does it say it in the parasha? Koyfer b'pekadin, Poshub, Shan, and Rashi. That's why Rashi mentioned Koyfer b'pekadin first. Either way, moving along. Next line of the Mishnah. So, Dina Mamun is B'Shloisha, Gzeilos V'Chavolis is B'Shloisha. Nezek v'chatzi nezek tashlumei kefel v'tashlumei arba v'chamisha b'shloisha. Freik the Gemara, nezek haynu chavolos. Right, very similar question. You mentioned chavolos, and now you mention nezek. Isn't nezek part of chavolos? Right, now just to be clear, a chayv b'chaver is somebody that hurts somebody, he damages somebody, he physically harms him. He's chayv b'chamisha dvarim. Nezek, he has to pay restitution, tzar, ripui, sheves, and moishes. When you see the word nezek, when you're learning the bavis, so nezek means, ashar that shtoisnes, that ba'avis nezikin, right? Everything minus the chayvo b'chaveiroi. But nezek is included in chavolos because it's one of the five payments that a chayvo has to pay. So the Gemara's cash is, if I know that a chayvo is something that requires three dayanim, you would think nezek is the same thing. Why do you even have to mention nezek? So the Gemara's shum d'gabayim misni chatzi nezek, tani nami nezek shal, because we wanted to mention chatzi nezek. So, b'derech agav, we mentioned nezek, but the Gemara says, chatzi nezek nami hainu chavolos. Chatzi nezek is also included in chavolos. The end of the day, chatzi nezek is just a form of nezek. Good, it's a shartam, you only pay chatzi nezek, but at the same time, it should be included in chavolos. So the Gemara says, true, but tonem mamoina v'ketonik nasa. Chayvel b'chaveri, who pays nezek, that chiyuv nezek is a chiyuv mamon. Like we said, it's restitution. You're making the person whole, right? That's always what a chiyuv mamon is. As opposed to a short time that pays chatzin nezek, that chiyuv chatzin nezek is a knas. As if to say, really, when a short time shtois, it shouldn't be chayuv at all. The reason you have to pay even the chatzin nezek is because the Torah canceled you. But being that one is mamoina and the other one is knasa, right? Mamoina miknasa layafina, they're not the same. So therefore, we had to mention chatzin nezek. Once we mentioned chatzin nezek, we mentioned nezek. But the Marzal Tani, chlamadam apagin is knas. That's all good according to Madam that holds. That when a short time pays chatzin nezek, it's a knas. El, madam apagin is kamamoina, mayikalamay, but according to Madam that holds. The pagin is kamamoina, mayikalamay mar. So chatzin nezek is mamin, just like nezek, which is included in Chayvos. Why do you need all this? So the Gemara says, you're right. El I did the Kabbalah the Misna Tashlume Kefal. V'Tashlume Erba V'Chamisha D'Mamun She'en Mishdalim Barosh. For sure, we have to mention Tashlume Kefal and Tashlume Erba V'Chamisha. Why do we for sure have to mention them? For two reasons. Number one, they're knas, and number two, they're not included in Chavala. That's already a whole different thing. Kefal Dal Vehe. That's something different. Okay, and Kefal and Dal Vehe is Mamun She'en Mishdalim Barosh, meaning it's not Karen. Right? It's more than Karen. Kefal is two times Karen. Dal Vehei, this is easy math, is either four or five times Karen, but it's not Karen. So once we mention specifically certain Dine Mamanis that's not Punkluch the Karen, so let's Bederech Aga mention other Dine Mamanis that's not Punkluch the Karen. Tananami Chatzi Nezek, the Maman Chain of Mishnah and Barosh. Now, Kefal Dal Vehei is more than the Rosh, more than the Karen. Chatzi Nezek is less than the Karen. But once you mention one, you mention the other. If I did the Kaboy, the Mr. Chatzi Nezek, Taninami Nezek. See, right. Really, it should not have had to have said Chatzi Nezek or Nezek, but it says Kefal Da'al-Vehei, so we mention Chatzin Nezek. Once you mention Chatzin Nezek, you mention Nezek, even though it's really included in Chayvul B'Chaver. Now, that was all if you hold that Palganiska is Mamayna. If you hold Palganiska Knasa, then you can cut out one hoop. And that is, it had to mention Chatzin Nezek, because even though Chatzin Nezek is a form of Nezek, and Nezek is included in Chavalah, but one is Mamayna, one is Knasa. Once you mention Chatzin Nezek, we mention Nezek, even though it's included in Chaval. Says the Gemara. Shloisha Minon. So what's the Makar? Tadine Mamanis B'Shloisha. Well, didn't we just go through all this? So the truth is, yes, a little bit. And really, what we mentioned was a sneak preview into what we're about to see right now. And what we're going to see now is that really what we mentioned is only one of two Shitas HaTana. So the Makar, Tadina Mamanas Beshloisha, is Kaifu Bevakadin, Elihim, 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 stating that, as we're about to see, a Machlik is Rabbi Yoisha and Rabbi Yoinasin, a little bit more acutely, what the source from those psukim is, Tadina Mamanas Beshloisha. So again, we don't have to get confused now with Hedyoitis and Mumchin, and we don't have to go back to Hedyois Favois, Gzeilis Vachavois. That's behind us. That was the end of yesterday's daf and the beginning of today's daf. We're going now to the beginning. Mefangton fin amfang. What is the ikar makar to dine mamanas b'shloisha? Says the Gemara Tzabrais. The Tanu Rabbanu v'nikar balabais elu alihim harikan echod. That's one dayan. Adu alihim yovei dvar shneim. That's the second mention. Where alihim harikan shnai. Ashe yashin alihim harikan shloisha. Divi Rabbi Yoshio. See, you want to know dine mamanas b'shloisha? It says where alihim three times. Rabbi Enison Emir Rabbi Yoshin says rishon tchila nemer. The first mention of alihim is the first mention of alihim, and as a result, the Darshan Chilois. You can't learn from the first mention. Meaning, whenever you have a Jerusha that's predicated on the fact that something's mentioned multiple times, Rabbi Yonason holds, you can't learn from the first one. You can learn from all the successive ones, but from the first one, not. Why? Because the Jerusha is based on the fact that something's extra. The first one's not extra. Once I was told it once, so I don't have to hear it some Sveitamol, and some Dritamol, and some Fetamol. So everything that comes after that first mention is taka extra. But as relates to the first one, not. So Rabbi Yonason holds, ain't darshan tchilois, so therefore you only have two Elohims. Elohs, how do you know? Three. Adu Elohim Yavet Varshneim. That's the second mention of Elohim Arikan Echad is number one. Ashay Ashiyun Elohim Arikan Shnayim. Okay, so I only know two. Ve'ein Bezdin Shakel. Rabbi Yonason holds that a Bezdin can't be made up of an even number. Moisifan Alein Oid Echad Arikan. And Shloisha, that's how I end up with three. So again, Sai Rabbi Yoshe, Sai Rabbi Yonason, learn it from the Parashat Kofar B'Pekadim, from the words Elohim. The question is, how do you get there? It's a subtle difference. According to Rabbi Yoshe, it says Elohim three times. According to Rabbi Yonason, it's true, it says Elohim three times, but I can only use two Lidrasha, but it can't be an even number, so if I know two, Memela, I know three. Now, as straightforward as this Machloikis is, the Gemara is going to pick up on two seeming nuances that come out from this machlokes. Number one, it sounds like there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yoshia, whether darshan tchilos or ain't darshan tchilos, right? From the fact Rabbi Yoshia needs three, and Rabbi Yonis says that no, all you have is two, so you say meris, Rabbi Yonis holds ain't darshan tchilos, like he said bakhtzena, and Rabbi Yoshia sounds like he holds darshan tchilos. That's something that's interesting to explore. Additionally, Rabbi Yonis says you only need two mentions, because once I know two, I know three, because you can never have an even number. Sounds like Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold that, right? So those are the two points that the Gemara is going to shtal zachan. Says the Gemara, number one, name of darshan tchilos kamivli. Shall we say that the machloikis over here, Rabbi Yonis, Rabbi Yeshua, is whether darshan tchilos, the marasava darshan tchilos, Rabbi Yeshua, who marasava ain't darshan tchilos, Rabbi Yonis, and the Gemara says, like, don't say that. The kuliyam ain't darshan tchilos. Maybe everybody holds ain't darshan tchilos. I'm like, Rabbi Yeshua is going to tell you, imkain, if that's the case, that you not supposed to darshan the first mention of Elohim, then name makra v'nikra balabayas ala shoifet. The Torah would have simply said v'nikra balabayas to the shoifet. My elo Elohim. Why did it say elo Elohim? Shema mino l'minyana, must be it's l'minyana. In other words, really, says Rabbi Yoshia, I hold ain't darshan tchilois, but the reason here I'm being darish tchilois because I hold even that first mention is something extra. Because really what it should have said was v'nikra balabayas ala shoifet, not elo Elohim. Now why is ala shoifet a better loshin than elo Elohim? So the Rishonim talk about this a little bit. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Yoina, he actually changes the gersa. He says that I think that what the Gemara means to say is Neim Akrav Nikra Balabais El Hamishpat. You go to the court case. Why are you even talking about the Shoifet? Or why are you even talking about El Elohim? But either way, it's a little subtle. Why is Shoifet somehow better than Elohim? That if it would have said Shoifet, oh, Ein Darshan Tchilois, but now that it says Elohim, yeah. But either way, really Rabbi Yoshua holds Ein Darshan Tchilois, but here he felt that even the word Elohim was a little bit extra. Rabbi Yonason, what about Rabbi Yonason? No, listen to the Alman Naka. No, it's not such a diktuk that it said the word Elohim. Kedamrinchi, like people say, Man de Islay Din, if someone has a din, Likra Vagabedayana, right? Not Elohim Mishpat, with Rabbi Yonason's gear, so it's very good. But he goes to the Dayan. But the point is, the Gemara said, at first glance, should we assume that the machloikis between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason is whether darshan tchilos or ain't darshan tchilos? The Gemara says it's not muchach, that's what's going on over here. Rabbi Ruvu Margolis and Margolis Hayam, and this is on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and it's Sif Hey. So he says, Madenokdu loshen neymah. Shemoira, the e neymah hachi kashalom megave. Meaning, Neymo, it sounds a little bit bitmiya, right? Sometimes when you learn the Gemara, you have to know what the niggin is, right? Tata Shekhoizen, right? You have to know the niggin. So, Neymo says Rabbi Ruvu Margolis, sounds like it's Balashim bitmiya, as if the machloik is Rabbi Yonish, yeah, and Rabbi Yonison would be Darshan Tchilas or ain't Darshan Tchilas, somehow the world would stop. We'd have to hit the brakes. There'd be a little bit of an issue. Says Rabbi Ruvu Margolis, Pshad is Pasha, because there's a Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim, Chof Gimel Yutes, on the Pasuk, Loi Savashal Gediba Chalev Imoy. Says the Mechilta, Neyman Nema Begimel Mekoimois, why does it say Loi Savashal Gediba Chalev Imoy in three places? Rabbi Yoshia Oimer, Rabbi Yoshia says, Harishon Tchilo Nema. The first one, is tchilo ve'ein darshan tchilois. Rabbi Yonason says echal behemav echal lechayiv echaloy. Harei mefurish lahepach. It's mevur in this mechilta the opposite. The Rabbi Yoshia's sheet is ein darshan tchilois, and Rabbi Yonason's sheet is darshan tchilois. He says it's pasha. That's where this gemara was coming from. Because if what's happening here in this machloik is Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason, is the Rabbi Yoshia holds darshan tchilois and Rabbi Yonason holds ein darshan tchilois, how are you going to reconcile it with that mechilta? So when you learn this gemara in a vacuum, neima, you don't really have the information about how. Everybody needs the Sinai. And the Sinai is telling you there's a Mechilta. And when you know that Mechilta, so you understand why the Gemara has a problem with Rabbi Yoshia coming out in this sugya that really darshan tchilas. But either way, this is the first sidebar discussion as relates to Machlokes, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonason. The second is, says Rabbi Yoshia, let's say Bez Din Noita. Does Rabbi Yoshia not hold of Bez Din Noita? Meaning, Rabbi Yoshia says, I need three Elohims to know three Dayanim. As if I would only know two, I would take two Dayanim. What do you mean? What happened to an odd number? Vatanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Noishal, Rabbi Yoshia, Glili Yomir, Ma Tamil Yomir. What's the pasuk that says, Lintois, Achare, Rabim, Lahatois. So this Pasuk is the end of a pasuk that we talked about yesterday, that the Mishnah brought. Leisia achrei rabim l'rois. Right, you don't go baseroiv when it comes l'rois. But leisana al riv lintois achrei rabim lahatis. So said Rabbi Eliezer Benoish Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Hatayra amra. What the Torah is saying is asei l'cha bezdin noita. That you have to make sure that a bezdin always has the ability to go with a roiv. If there's an odd number, there's always going to be a roif. Meaning, this double lashon, lintois, achrei rabim lahatois, teaches me not only achrei rabim lahatois, but lintois, make sure that the bezdin has the ability, lechatchila, to always have a roif. Every single time bezdin convenes, there should always be the possibility of a roif. How are you going to have that? You're going to have that if there's an odd number. Now, you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold of this halach? Now, Rabbi Yoshia is a Tana. But at the same time, Rabbi Yoshia, lesle bezdin noita, sounds like it's a drusha. Lintois achrei rabim lahatois hatoira amra. Right? Sounds like the Torah is telling this to me. I say luchabez anoito. So how could you argue that? So the Marsha's like Rabbi Yehuda. Now there's another Tana that holds even number. Who is that Rabbi Yehuda? Which Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah? Amar Shivan. Who holds that the Sanhedrin Agadah was made up of 70 members. Time we learned in our Mishnah. Sanhedrin Gedei Lohitza Shal Shivan Vechad. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shivan. 70. So you see that it's possible to have an even number. But the Gemara says, one second. Amar the Shabbat Rabbi Yehuda Sanhedrin Gedei Lohitza Shal Shivan Vechad. Rabbi Yehuda, it's true. He holds that Sanhedrin Agadah was made up of 70 members. Is not 71, which means he holds that it was made up of an even number, not an odd number. But that's only because he has psukim. These psukim we're going to learn about later in the parak. Oh, but b'shar beit dinam yishamitle. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold this by other batei dinam? And I'll prove to you not. You'll say, I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda said it by the Sanhedrin Agadol, and he said it by some of the smaller courts as well. Vatnan, we learned in Unzer Mishnah smichas skeinim varifas egla b'shloisha devi Rab Shimon. Smichas skeinim. That's when bezin does smicha when they bring the parol and davashal tibur. Arifas egla is the parash of egla rufa three dayanim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says bechamisha for Amrina. My time in the Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know five? Because it says in the parasha of the parhelam davish al tzibur v'samchu ziknei ha'eda. Es yodeyam al roish hapar lifnei Hashem v'shochat es hapar lifnei Hashem. And Rabbi Yehuda darshan as follows: v'samchu is a lashon rabim shnayim, ziknei is again a lashon rabim shnayim. So you know four ve'ein bezdin shakel. Here's the punchline: you can't have an even number. Moisif and aleim oydechad harei kan hey. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai, who's the one that holds 70, not 71. He holds he could have an even number. He only said it regarding the bezdin agadol. He didn't say it regarding the smaller bati dinim because Rabbi Yehuda shita of five dayanim for the parallel in Davashal Tzibur is predicated on Ein Bezin Shakel. So faith the Gemara, how could you tell me the Rabbi Yoshia holds you need three mentions of Elohim to don't dine mominus, but Moshe, why is two not enough? Say two, the ain bezdin shakol, and like this I'll know it's three. And isn't the din of ein bezdin shakol predicated on a pasuk? Lintos achi rabbi mahatos hatoyra amra say lecha bezdin noita. Now you'll tell me there's a precedent for another Tana who doesn't hold that way? That Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. He said it by the Sanhedrin Agadol, the Chsivi Kroy, but we know for a fact Rabbi Yehuda didn't say it in other places. And for the Gemara, I hear, Abed Rabbi Yoshia, Adifa Med Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoshia is a Tana, he's a Tana Upalik, and he's not a Shubit to Rabbi Yehuda, and he could hold more like than Rabbi Yehuda. Now, how does he hold more than Rabbi Yehuda? Dilu, Rabbi Yehuda, Sanhedrin Gedal, Huda, Leslie, Abashabedina, Isla. Rabbi Yehuda, as it relates to the Sanhedrin Agadol, holds you don't have to have an odd number, but when it comes to other Bate Dinim, yeah. For Rabbi Yoshia, as it relates to Rabbi Yoshia, Abashabedina, Nami Leslie, he also doesn't know. Meaning, what's the great Sakasha? He has a Kasha from Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yoshia Aglili, who darshan the Pasa, Linte Zachir, Rabban Lahatos, to Rabbi Yoshia. What's the Kasha? Rabbi Yoshia is Rabbi Yoshia. Now, the Gemara thought it was Geshmaker if there's another Tana who holds that way. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Say this, you don't have Rabbi Yehuda. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yoshia is Rabbi Yoshia as a Gavra Bifnei Atzmai, and he's allowed to hold more than Rabbi Yehuda. And at the end of the day, he's going to hold that no, a Bezin could be made up of an even number. And that's why the only way I'll ever know, Dinim Amin is Peshloishna, is if the Torah says Elihim not two times, but it says it three times. Now, why does the Gemara have a problem with this? Because it's a pasuk. Gemara's kash is not Rabbi Yoshia, I, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshia, Glili. Gemara's kash is Rabbi Yoshia, I, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshia, Glili. He's drusha, his pasuk of Lintai Zachary, Rabbi Mahatis. So, what do we have to figure out now? How's Rabbi Yoshia going to learn Pshad in that pasuk? So, afraid the Gemara of Ella, hi, Lintai, my Avalai. What is Rabbi Yoshua going to do with that pasuk of Lintos Achri Rabbi Mahatos? So the Gemara says, Moikim lo b'dinei nefashis. He's going to say that that is talking about dinei nefashis, meaning it's dafka by dinei nefashis that you're going to have that halacha, but as it relates to dinei mominus, avo b'dinei mominus loy, there you're not going to have that halacha. If you take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maschil, Moikim lo b'dinei nefashis, avo b'dinei mominus loy. So Tosfos says that what's the Makar to say that that pasuk is talking about dinei nefashis. So Tosfos says mishum dekram mashma b'dinei nefashis. The pasuk is actually mashma that it's talking about dinei nefashis. The chsiv, because it says loisia achri rabim lerois. Right, that's the beginning of the pasuk, and then it says v'leisan al riv lintais achri rabim lahatais. Loisia achri rabim lerois says Tosfos must be dinei nefashis. You know why? Because by dinei nefashis there's good and bad, but by dinei mominus there's no good and bad. It's just a matter of who you are. Meaning, dinei nefashis, so if the guy's chayiv misa, it's rois. If the guy's not chayiv misa, then it's toif, right? But by dinei mominus, what's good for one guy is bad for the other guy. And what's bad for one guy is good for the other guy. So there's no rois. So if the pasuk is talking about good and bad, by definition, Rabbi Yoshia felt this pasuk must be talking about dinei nefashis. But the bottom line is, it's true. By dinei nefashis, you can never have an even number. There, lintos achi rabam lahatos, you're always going to have an odd number. Oh, but dinei mominus, they're not. Therefore, how do I know dina mamonis b'shloisha? It's not enough that I have two mentions of the word Elohim. I would have to have. But the Gemara says Elohad de Tana. Let me ask you a follow up question. This is an interesting question. We learned in the Mishnah coming up. Shnayim oibim zakai the echad emirchat. See, I have a bezdin shel shloisha dina mamonis b'shloisha. Two of the dayanim said zakai. The other one said chayiv. Or shnayim said chayiv. The echad emirchat zakai. And one of them said chayiv. So what's the halacha? Chayiv. Again, shnayim oibim zakai the echad emirchayiv zakai. Shnayim oibim chayiv echad emirzakai chayiv. You see, you go baseroi. Fake the Gemara. You ready for this kasha? Name it like Rabbi Yoshia. Maybe it's not like Rabbi Yoshia. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yoshia, it sounds like Lintos Achri Rabam Lahatos is only true by Dinei Nefashis. That whole pasuk, Tosfos just explained, very geschmack, is talking about Dinei Nefashis. So if that's the case, maybe there's no Din Roiv Bechlau by Dinei Mominus. Now, there's a Mefurish, a Mishnah, Dinei Mominus Beshloisha, and you go baseroi. Maybe according to Rabbi Yoshia, that's not true. Maybe according to Rabbi Yoshia, there's no Roiv. Now, if there's no Roiv, so then what would have to happen? You would need all three to say Zakai, all three to say Chayef. But it says the Gemara, if the drush of Lintos Achri Rabam Lahatos, that you need an odd number, is true only by Dinei Nefashis, not by Dinei Mominus, so maybe the fact that you even go Baseroi is true only by Dinei Nefashis, not by Dinei Mominus. The Gemara says, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia agrees with that. Mishnah, Maisla B'Kal V'Chomer B'Dinei Nefashis. And he holds that the Pasuk of Achri Rabam Lahatos is really talking about Dinei Nefashis. However, he has a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma Dinei Nefashis, the Chamiri, Amarachman, Azal Baseruba. Ma Dach Dinei Nefashis, which is Chomer, you go Baseroi. Dinei Mominus, like Kol Shekin, so certainly when it comes to Dinei Mominus, you go Baseroi. So as it relates to the Ikur Din Roy by Dinei Mominus, Kal V'Chomer from Dinei Nefashis, as it relates to needing an odd number Gemara, Lintai Zachir, Rabba Matis, that's true by Dinah Nefashis, not by Dinah Mamanis. For that, there's no Kavl Chaimer. That's what comes out in the Gemara. And that's why Rabbi Yoshia felt that there's no Din, that the Bezin has to be made up of a number of Dayanim. How do I know then Dinah Mamanis Beshleishis? Because it says Elihim, Elihim, Elihim three times. Now, there is a Lumdish Atoisvus that we're not going to talk about now. We've spoken about this over the years many, many times, but not for now. And that is, the Gemara just said that if by Dinah Nefashis, you go Basarayv, Kolsh came by Dinah Mamanis, Frey Toisvus, how does this stem with the rule? Ein holchin b'mamon acher aroif. The machlik is Rav and Shmuel. We just learned it together not long ago in Bava Basra, right? That's the ikra sugya. Bava Basra tzadik beiz amid beiz. So if there's this new kal v'chaymer floating around, so how does that reconcile with Shmuel's din of ein holchin b'mamon acher aroif? This is a very wamdisha teretz. Rubid the isa kamon, rubid the leisa kamon. Not for now. But what's the recap of the last part of the daf? Dinei mamon is b'shloisha. Diotis, mumchim, zeschadas. But Din of Amnus for short b'shloisha. The Mishnah says that. What's the makar? It's learned from the parsha of Koyfer b'Pekadin. What state in the parsha of Koyfer b'Pekadin? Elohim. What is the drasha? Machlokes Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonah. According to Rabbi Yoshi, it says we're Elohim three times to teach me three dayanim, also three mumchim, by the way. According to Rabbi Yonah and Indarshan Tchilos, so really what you have is that it says the word Elohim twice. That's what you have. And being that what you have is that it says the word Elohim twice, not three times. So it's for that reason we say, Ein Bez Din Shakol, there has to be an odd number. And based on the fact that there has to be an odd number, that's how we come up with the fact that you're going to have three Dayanim. So as it relates to Raid, yesterday we talked about the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikne Yisrael, all the Ramazim that the Ramban brings in Parshas Baloyscha. The Ramban sends you to what he wrote in Parshas Mishpatim, which sends you to what the Ramban wrote in Parshas Shoiftim. But the topic, the noisei, was the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Today, for the second shir, I think it's kedai to talk a little bit about the Sanhedrin Ketana. So, we're learning Maseches Sanhedrin. When you think of the Sanhedrin, you think of the Sanhedrin HaGadol that sat in the Lishkas HaGozes, that was made up of 71 members. Now that we learned the Mishnah and the first two Dafin and Sanhedrin. We know there's a Shittas Rabbi Yehuda that holds not 71, but the number is really 70. The Ramban who says there was a 72nd member, and that's Kutcha Berichu. But what we also saw is that there's really another Sanhedrin. So the Tzvei Dinim in Sanhedrin. There was the greatest Sanhedrin, and then there was the smaller Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla was Taka made up of 71 members. The Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members. Now, in yesterday's raid, we mentioned the Raya Mehemna, Parshas Vayikra, that says that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, the Sanhedrin Ketana was also made up of 70 members. And those are the Shivimish that I mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. Not to be confused, that intermingled with the Shivimish, the Shivim Skeinim that I mentioned in Parshas Baha'loischa, the Av Bezin of the Bezin HaGod was Moshe, the Av Bezin of the Sanhedrin Ketana is Aharon, that's for Shiva Shaiftaich Kibarishoina, Yalkit Shemoini, and Moshe Aharon that the Goyim brings in the Siddur. But the bottom line is, that was what was when the Yidden were in the Midbar. But L'dayros, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sanhedrin gedoy lahoysa shel shivim ve'echot, v'ktano shel esrim v'shloisha. So I saw a beautiful ha'ara, a davar chadosh, in the Megadim Chadashim in Parsha Shlach. But it just requires a little bit of an introduction. And that is as follows. So the Mishnah said, Minayin l'ktana shishal esrim v'shloisha. What is the makar? That the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members. So it's a little bit of a long-winded makar. Shenemar, it says, v'shaftu ha'eda, v'hitzilu ha'eda. This is mentioned in the parasha of the Reitzeach, in the end of parasha's Masse. V'shaftu ha'eda, the eda is going to say guilty, v'hitzilu an eda, and the eda is going to say innocent. Eda shayfetes, v'eda matzeles, harei kan esrim, which tells me right out of the gate that this Sanhedrin Ketana had to be made up of at least 20 Dayan. How do you know that? It's based on the fact that an Eda is made up of 10 people. Says the Mishnah, how do I know an Eda is made up of 10 people? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ad Mosai le'eda ha'razois, referring to the Meraglim, and we know how many of the Meraglim were Ra, 10. Because Yatsi Yeshua v'Kalev, there were 12 Dayan. 12 Meraglim, but two of them with Grace Tzadikim Yeshua V'Kalev, which leaves you with, okay, so now I know 20. I mean, I love Yoch Shloisha, how do I know another three? Because as much as it says, Loisi Achir Rabam L'Rois, I know from Achir Rabam L'Hatois, that if there are two more Dayanim saying guilty than saying innocent, the halach is it ends up being guilty. And I need linta, sachir rabbi lahata, so we have a better appreciation for this from today's daf. The ability to have two dayanim that are saying guilty over the vihitzilu ha'eda chevra that are saying innocent. So I know 10 saying guilty, 10 saying innocent. The only way you'll ever have roiv lira is if I have another two. So I know 22. And like the Mishnah says, vein bez and shokel, you can't have an even number. We saw in today's daf, when it comes to dina and nefashas, everybody holds vein bez and shokel. No. So we end up with this with a third, which means you're going to end up with 23 dayanim. Tosfos in Masechta Soita, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes a Yerushalmi in the seventh parak of Masechta Soita that brings a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how many miraglim there really were. So if you ask Kid in Cheder, how many miraglim were there? 12. Read the Psukim in the beginning of Parashat Shlach. Everyone knows that every Shevet was represented by one of the Meraglim. Stating that, in Yerushalmi, it's a Machloikis. Just to read one excerpt. Ksiv, it says, ish echad, lemate avoisav tishlachu. Al daite de Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, du amar l'shoinois kfulinhein. The ish echad is just poetry. It's just like a double lashon. Oh, but really, shnei masar hayu. You want to know how many raglim there were? For every single shevet, there was one. Al daite de Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, dehu amar l'shoinois ribuyin heim, not l'shoinois kfulin heim, but rather l'shoinois ribuyin heim, esrim varba hayu. You want to know how many dayanim there were? Or how many miraglim there were? There weren't 12 miraglim, but there were really 24. In other words, the pasuk says, ish echad, lemate avoisav tishlachu. So as much as, yeah, each shevet has one, but ish echad sounds like maybe it's really two. It's a machloikis. According to Rabbi Yishmael, these are l'shoinois kfulin. It's just like flowery language, but really each shevet only was represented by one miragle. According to Rabbi Akiva, no. The reason it says ish echad is to be marba, to teach me that each shevet wasn't represented by one miragel, but each shevet was represented by two miragel. So Tosfos in Soita Lamedal Lamedalef quotes this to Yerushalmi. Reb Kiveger in Gilyon Ashas, on this part of Tosfos, where he quotes the Yerushalmi, he says, I am b'mishnah, reish Sanhedrin, uminayin le'edo v'chuvu. He sends you to Sanhedrin, da peis amir aleph. Vos vilt Reb Kiveger, l'chayra. Reb Kiveger means to ask a kasha. Reb Kiveger means to ask that it's mevur in the Mishnah. Now what's the makar that the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members, v'shoftu ha'edah, v'hitzilu ha'edah, plus another two, can't have an even number, that's how you end up with 23. But it's based on the fact that an Eda is how many? 10. How do you know an Eda is a 10? Ad masai le'eda ha'razois, yotzu Yeshua v'kalev. Frank Reb Kiveger, ha'micha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds how many miraglim were there? One per shevet. Ish echad is lashim kfulin. So if that's the case, there were 12 miraglim. Minus Yeshua v'kalev is 10. Eda, oh, that's how you end up with 23. But according to Rabbi Akiva, how many miraglim were there? 24. And if that's the case, Yotzi Yeshua V'Kalev means there were 22 bad miraglim. So Ad Masai Le'edo Aroz noise is 22. So based on that methodology, how many Dayanim should you have to have? It should be 22 plus 22 plus 2 plus 1. 47 Dayanim. That's what should come out. Zok Reb Kiveger, Ayin Sanhedrin, Da Beis Amidal, learn the Mishnah. Right, sometimes Reb Kiveger sends you to like a Chuvis Maram al Shakar. No, it's very simple. Ayin, the first Mishnah, Mesechta Sanhedrin, and Luchura Vos Reb Kiveger, Main Tzefregin, is how's the number 23 going to reconcile? How's it going to play itself out? According to Rabbi Akiva. Just to bring out the Kasha a little bit faster, and that is, the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis says, what's the Mekar, Minani Mili, to this idea that Ein Dover Sheb Kedusha, Pachas Me'asar, right? You know, you can't say Kedusha, you can't say Kaddish, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Kriyas HaTayr. Dover Sheb Kedusha requires 10 Yidin. Says the Gemara, how do you know this? Om Rabchi Barab, Om Akra. The Om Akra, the Pasuk says, V'nektashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. And we learn from there, V'nektashti is Kedusha, and it has to be B'soich B'nei Yisrael. Kol Dover Sheb Kedusha, lo yehei pachas me'asar. Says, my mashma, where do you see that? It doesn't say anything about 10. So the Gemara says, the Tani Reb Chiya, as you toichta, ksivach, it says over here, v'nketashe b'soich b'nei Yisrael, v'ksiv hasem, and it says, by that, das koirach, hi badlu, mi toich, ho eda. Okay, so it still doesn't say anything about 10, and v'as yo eda eda, and we learn eda eda from that, das koirach, to the miraglim, the ksiv hasnam, it says by the miraglim ad masai le'edah ha'ra'azois. Ma lahalon asara, and there we know what was that masai le'edah ha'ra'azois. How many bad miraglim were there? 10. So afkan asara. So too, when it says he badlu mitoich ha'edah by that as koirach, it also means 10. And here it says toich. So it says toich regarding 10. So too, when it says v'nikdash di b'soich v'nei Yisrael, ein dovish ha'bekdusha pachas me'asar. So it's a little bit of a convoluted drush, and it's like a triple Xer Shava, but the bottom line is that's the rule. Ain't Dovish ever Bachs Measar. Ain't Dovish ever Ketusha. I'm sorry, Bachs Measar. This is something that everybody in the world knows. And what's the Makar to this Indian? It traces itself back to the fact that there were 10 members of the Meraglim that were the Eda Hara Hazois. And it's for that reason. If they're Eda, and it says Toich Eda, and here it says Toich, that's how you know this din of Ein Dovish HaBekdusha Pachos Me'asar. The Yerushalmi, in Masechtas Brachos, this is in Perek Shloisha She'achlu, it's Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, also discusses what's the Makar that Ein Dovar She'Bekdusha Pachos Me'asar. And the Yerushalmi brings the Makar that the Gemara brings here in Megillah Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. By the way, it's also Gemara in Brachos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. This is a well-known Gemara. And then the Gemara brings the second Joshua. Omer Rav Simon. Rav Simon said, Nemar Toich, it says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. V'nemar lahalon Toich. And it says Toich in Parshas Miketz. Dover b'itay matoich. It says, V'yovoyu b'nei Yisrael, referring to the 10 sons of Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, Lishbar bar b'toich habot, to go get food. There was a hunger. And Yaakov Avinu sent his 10 sons. Why 10? He didn't send Yosef, because Yosef had been sold, and he didn't sell Binyamin, because he didn't want to send Binyamin. So he sends his 10 sons to buy food from Yosef at Tzadik. And it says the word over there, toich. B'toich habot. Ma toich ha'amr lahalon asara. Just like the toich over there is 10. Afkan asara. So to here it's 10. So in the Bavli, we have one Makar. There's one source to Ein Dovish HaBekdusha Pachas Me'asara. In Yerushalmi, we have two sources. Zogin da'alu g'day li'achroinim. Why did the Yerushalmi need this Rab Simon? Why do we need a second source? It's because it's the Yerushalmi l'shitasai. Because in the world of the Yerushalmi, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, what ad mosai le'edo ha'ra'azois was. Was it 10, or was it really 22, shitas Rabbi Akiva? So ha'tenach, if Eda means 10, also then it's very gishmak. If it's 10, so you see from Eda, toich, triple Xerishava, the Nikdashi v'soich b'nei Yisrael also means 10. But if you're going to tell me that it's 22, so you have no Makar to Asar, that's why you have to have Rav Siman. So as it relates to this halacha that's learned out from Admas Ha'le'edah Ha'ra Azois, this idea of Ein Dovash HaBekdusha Pachas Me'asara, we see the Yerushalmi, Bavorn Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who holds that really the Eda Haro was 22 members and came up with another drasha. So if that's the case, coming back to Rabbi Kiveger's Hagah, which L'chayre is a kasha, and that is, how's it possible that the Mishnah and Sanhedrin Machzach Nish Visendig, and what's the Makar? We have a Mishnah. It's not a Gemara Bavli Yerushalmi. This is a Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, what's the Makar that Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members? It's partially based on Vishafto Eda Vitzilo Eda, Eda being 10. L'chari, that's all good according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Kiva. By Dovash HaBekdusha, there's two Makaris. Here we don't have a second Makar. And if that's the case, what then is the Makar, according to Rabbi Akiva, that a Sanhedrin Ketana has to be made up of 23 members? It's up. Rav David Yoel Weiss, Kedarki Bakoidesh, he says, Veli Nira, maybe Lule de Mistafina, that Rabbi Akiva held that the Makar, that Dine Nefashis is Be'esr Mishloisha, is the Pasik, Veshaftu Eda Vitzilu Eda. Stating that, he learned the Drasha a little bit differently. This takes places. And that is, it's not Veshaftu Eda 10, Vitzilu Eda 10. It's Veshaftu Eda Vitzilu Eda, it's the same Eda. And according to Rabbi Akiva, how much is an Eda? It's exactly 22. And you can't have an even number. That's how you end up with 23. dafk in Rabbi Yishmael's world. There you have to start being mechalek. This eid is 10, that eid is 10, they're not the same eidah. And that's why we need this convoluted drasha. Abiladaitet Rabbi Akiva could be he learned more pashit. It's the same eidah, and an eidah happens to be 22. It's gewaldig. Either it's 10 or 22. So if it's 10, so you need 10 plus 10 plus 2 plus 1. Faket, Adaitet Rabbi Akiva, it's much more pashit. Chazal have even told it to us. Because it's so simple. The number is, it says eidah, eidah is 22, and ain best in shakel. My Steve Lay, my Dechel, as I said, so just Lule de Mistafina, I think maybe you can add one neufach to what Rav David Yoel Weiss says, just to add a knitch. And that is, if you look up the Pasuk says like this, V'shavtu ha'edah bein ha'makeh u'bein goyel hadam ala mishpatim ha'ela. Next Pasuk, V'hitzilu ha'edah es ha'ritzeach miyad goyel hadam V'hishivu oisei ha'edah el ir meklata yashen nosham v'yashabad moisa koin gadol ashen moshach oisei b'shemen ha'kodesh. Right, this is where the Torah mentions the word Eidah twice. But I read it carefully. V'shaftu ha'edah, bein ha'maku bein goyel adam ala mishpatim ha'elah, v'itzilu ha'edah, seritzech miyad goyel adam, v'yishivu oisai ha'edah. The Pasuk actually doesn't mention Eidah twice. The Pasuk actually mentions Eidah three times. If you take a look at the Sifri on this Pasuk right here says a dover nifla. Darshei reshuois amnu. The Darshei reshuois said, gimel eidiyois, it says the word Eidah three times. Aksuvim b'parasha l'lamedcha shedinei nefashos b'shloishim nushita. So yesterday we had the Rai Mehemna 71. The Mishnah says 23. The Darshei Rishumai said that you want to know how many members a Bezdin needs to be comprised of a Dine Nefashis, it has to be 30. Take a look at the Mefarshi HaSifri, and Pasha, there's no other way to learn the Sifri, it's because it says Eidah three times. The Mishnah said, how do I know 23 Eidah plus 2 plus 1? Abidaz Nakte. Sifri, really, if you look at the Pasuk, it really says Eidah three times. So if it says Eidah three times, so really, you know what the number has to be? Number has to be 30. Now, it's interesting, it's an even number, maybe it should have to be 31, says this a Tana that holds even by Dine Nefashis. You don't need a bezin shock or something to think about. But the bottom line is, you see already there's a third mention of the word Eidah. So really it's a kasha on the Tana of our Mishnah. If there's a third mention of Eidah, so then it should be 30, like the Tana of the Sifri, like the Darshei Rishumais. The Teretz is, Rabbi Akiva held that really it's all one Eidah. When it's the same Eidah. There's an Eidah. The Eidah is going to paskin. And from that Eidah, there's going to be the Shaftu, there's going to be the Itzilu, there's going to be the Heshivu. Because otherwise, you have to darshan Eidah not times two, Eidah times three. But the bottom line is, it's the same Eidah. And if it's the same Eidah, you want to know what the Makar is going to be according to Rabbi Akiva, Zeyah Pashit. According to Rabbi Akiva, Eidah is 22. Because there were 24 Miraglim, Yotzi Yeshua Vekalit, Sad Masel Eidah Raz, Noises 22. Ein Bez Neshakel, Maisif and Aleim, Oyd Echad. What you're going to end up with is 23. But just to end with one Ha'ara, and that is that what emerges is that really we have two Makaras, two Ein Dovashet Bekedusha Pachas Me'asar. That's a Mefurashi Yerushalmi. And we have two Mekairos as to what the source is to the Sanhedrin Ketana. Maybe. Kvegas Aru. Mekadam Chadashim's Dover Chadash. How you know the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 Dayan. And what is it, Tolian? It's Tolian the Machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. This is a Chumash Machloikis. How many Meraglim were there? Did each Shevet send one Meragl, or did each Shevet send two Meraglim? Comes out of Nafkemina. How much is Eidah? Which manifests itself in disgrace in Nafkemina. But I just think it's kedai to mention that really there's a big Nafkemina lehalacha as it relates to the first nafkamina, and that is, what is the makar to Ein Dovashe B'Kedusha Pachas Me'asara? And it's based on a very big chiddush that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote in his Igros Moshe, Eirachayim Chelek Aleph, it's the Zimichav Gimel, and he was forced to defend this chiddush. He wrote a tshuva to defend it in Eirachayim Chelek Beis, and he wrote another tshuva to defend it in Eirachayim Chelek Gimel. And that is a question that a lot of Rabbanim were asked in Rav Moshe Tzaitin, and that is whether you could be mitzarif, a mechal Shabbos befarhesia, or a mummer, someone that doesn't behave as a yid, to a minion. Could you be mitzarif, someone like that, for a minion? Is that something you could do, or is that something you can't do? And Rav Moshe wrote a chiddush, and he said you could. And you know what his raya was? Because what's the makar? The Ein Dovashe B'Kedusha Pachas Me'asara V'Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, which traces itself back to Admasai Le'edah Ra Azois, and that's how you know 10 members. The makar to a minion, the makar to Dovashe B'Kedusha B'Asara is the Meraglim. And Rav Moshe says the Meraglim, we know, are Rishon. The Gemara Gemara says they were koy from Be'ikr. Now, are we allowed to say this? Ramosha writes this. And he says, this is the way they were. And if that's the case, he says, it's poshet ad l'mo'oid. If the makar to this inyan is from the fact that we learn from the Meraglim, so there's no question, someone that's a koy for Be'ikr, someone that's a Mechal Shabbos Befaresi, it doesn't matter. As far tayid, benkach u benkach, and it's for that reason he's going to be mitzarev to Amir. And the fact is, Ramosha said, you'll tell me, mechotesi. Maybe this that you could learn out from the Meraglim is the number. Maybe only the number. But as it relates to the echos of the people that are going to be mitzarif, maybe not. So Moshe says it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Ayin Dalel Amud Beis. Over there is discussing the Ikur Din of Nikdashi Besoch B'nei Yisrael, which is Kiddush Hashem Befarhesia. And the Gemara says, what is a mi Befarhesia? Ein Farhesia P'chusa Me'asara B'nei Yadam. So Gemara says like this, Pshita Yisraelim B'nidman. In order to have the Din of Kiddush Hashem Befarhesia, you would need that the 10 people should be Yidden. Dechsev, Nikdashi Besoch B'nei Yisrael. A B'boi Rabbi Yirmiyah, classic. Tisha Yisrael V'nachri Echad Ma'o. What would be if you had 9 of them being Yisraelim and 1 Nachri? Meaning you need all of them Yisraelim, or is Rav going to be enough? So the Gemara says, Toshma. The Tani Rav Yane Achud Rav Chiyacha Bar Abba. Asya toich toich. Tziv halchon shas b'zeg b'nei Yisrael. Tziv hasam b'baldu m'teich eid. Emala halon asara. V'kulu Yisrael. Afkan asara v'kulu Yisrael. So as it relates to the din of Kiddush Hashem Befarhesia, we don't just take the number, we actually look at who the Chevra were. They were Yidden. Oh, if they were Yidden, you have Zokra Moshe. So you see, the drush is who were they? Not just how many were they. A Yid is not just a number. Who were they? And you know they were? They were Meraglim. So he says, if they were Meraglim, they were Rishon, they were Koy from Be'ikr, and Afilu Achi, this is the Makar to Ein Dovash at B'tusha Pachas Me'asar. So Ramosha said a Chiddush, and Ramosha said, the truth is, there were tshuvas that were written by other poskim. They got involved in Tinik Shenishba, the famous tshuva from the Ben Yilatzin, the Shoyle Meshev, Dvar Matikin. But Ramosha said, you don't have to come on to all that raid. It doesn't matter who you are. A Yid is a Yid. Oh, but the Emes is not so pashut. Because really, it's totally in the two timeim of this Yerushalmi. It's totally, what if the Makar is Azavis Estate and Talmud Bavli? Oh, so then it's Zeyer God. If the Makar is learned out from Admasa Le'edai Razois, like Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, oh, it's good. But according to the other shot, which comes out in today's raid, is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Shehalacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. Okay, it's in Yerushalmi. But halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, who's it learned out from? It's learned out from the 10 sons of Yaakov Avinu. It's learned out from the Shiftei Ka. If it's learned out from the Shiftei Ka, then already it's not going to be so pashut. It's just kedai to mention that Rabbeinu Bechaya, on this pasuk, v'nektashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Bechaya, he brings the drasha that we learn 10, and what's the makar to 10? Admos leida ro azois. He says, quote, u'pireish ha-rav Yaakov zechroinu levracha. She'ein nuscha zu medukdekes. This nusach that's quoted throughout Shas is not medukdekes. She'ein lahavi raya me'asara miraglim ledovah shebektusha. Because how are you bringing a raya from the miraglim to a dovah shebektusha? Aval ikur ha-nuscha he came. This is the nusach. As you toich toich. Ksiv hocha v'niktashi b'soich b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv hosa m'parshas miketz. Lishboi b'toich ha-boim. Ma'ala halon asara afkan asara. V'achshav yovi raya me'asara yache Yosef. Shoyu tzadikim l'davah shabiktusha. So Rabbeinu Bechai already said that he thinks the right gears in Talmud Bavli was like Rav Simon's pshak in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Now he brings up a shame who? He brings up a shame Rabbi Yaakov. So I'll tell you something very interesting. The Chassam Sofer, in 3 places, I know that because of Oitzritz Chassam Sofer. If you want to see this in the Oitzritz, so it's in Parshas Miketz, it's on page Reish Lamed Hey and Reish Mem Vav and Reish Mem Hey. So he talks about this, does Rav Shlomi Yok Shlita, in a few different places. But he quotes at least what I saw 3 times, that the Heilige Chassam Sofer brought this drasha of an Iktashli B'soich B'nei Yisrael Ad Masa Le'eda Ra'azois, and he wrote like this, V'tur Oyra Chayim Moichei Kagirsa. 3 times. Once in the Drushim Va'agadois, once in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah and Parashas Miketz, and a 3rd time in Chassam Sofer Al Masechtes Psachim, Dav Zayin Amud Beis. 3 times the Heilige Chassam Sofer said that the Tur Oyra Chayim, the Tur Oyra Chayim, Moichei Kagirsa. That's his Lashon here. Ukai Gav Nakasav of Betur Oyra Chayim, the Moichei Kagirsa Beshas. 3 times he brings this, that the right Girsa is the Girsa Sayyushalmi. Now, we don't have this Torah. No one has this Torah. And they were already Ma'ir on the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer saw a Torah. Okay, the Chassam Sofer saw things that we didn't see. Galeinai v'abita neflois mitayresach. The Chassam Sofer, right, we know already, didn't live in our world. But at the same time, where's this Torah? Nobody found this Torah. Now, it's Gantz Yitochin that the Torah that the Chasam Sofer is referring to is Rabbeinu Yaakov, that Rabbeinu Bechai is quoting, because we know the Torah's name was Yaakov. He was Rabbeinu Yaakov, and he was a contemporary of Rabbeinu Bechai. And it is possible that Rabbeinu Bechai, look it up, could have been quoting the Torah. And it's mistaber, that's what's going on over here. The Chasam Sofer brings it as if it's mefurish in the Torah. But the bottom line is, if the Chasam Sofer had a Torah, that the Torah changed the girsa, Rabbeinu Bechai for sure quotes a Rav Yaakov, who the Chasam Sofer seemed to think maybe is the Torah. But the bottom line is, it's also another sheet in the Yerushalmi, and who is the Tana in the Yerushalmi? It's Rav Simon, but we know the rest of the story. The way all the Gedolei Achronim explained that Rav Simon is coming to be Miyashiv Rabbi Akiva Shalacha Kamoisai, then it could be that the Mekartim Tfilah B'Tzibor, the Mekartim Dovash HaBekdush HaBasar, is taken not being learned out from Anmasa Le'eda Ra'a Zoyis from the Meraglim. Because Fakir, you're learning Dovash HaBekdush from the Meraglim, you know where it's being learned out from? It's being learned out from the 10 sons of Yosef. And if it's being learned out from the 10 sons of Yaakov, well then already Rav Moshe's Chiddush, it doesn't have a makar. It's predicated on the makar to Dovash HaBekdusha being Basara, being from the Meraglim, and not being from the 10 sons of Yaakov Avinu. Just to be Messiah, in the Oitras Chasam Sofer, this is on page Reish Mem Vav, it's in the middle of footnote, Kuf Ayin Aleph. So Rav Shlomo Liok brings from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, from the Hagoyin Rabbi Yisrael Mimoshitz, who said a Dovah Nifla. He said that the brothers went to go buy food because there was a hunger. And they came 10 people. And Chazal even say that this could be the makar to the fact that Ein Davik Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asara. He says it's Pasha to him. He said there was a hunger. Shkiven kain parnasa. No, so what are you doing? You need parnasa. You make a shtadlis. Of course, a yid has to make a shtadlis. But really, really, what's a yid supposed to do? So it's a Mishnah and then the Masechtas Kedushin. If somebody wants Ashiris, Yevakesh, Rachamim, Mimisha, Oishe Shalot. So really, the Bnei Yaakov understood that what do they really have to do? What they have to do is that. He said, we're going to go now, we're going to make a shtadlis. But a shtadlis is not really where the Shefa is going to come from. The Shefa is going to come from our Tefillah. Yevakesh, Rachamim, Mimisha, Oishe Shalot. So he said, no, if we're going to daven, we need Tefillah B'tziba, we need a minion. So he says, that's why they went. They were Betoich, they were 10. The Makar of Minyan is learned out from the 10 sons of Yaakov Avinu. It's Daika because they were traveling with a Minyan. And you know why they were traveling with a Minyan? Because they were traveling for Parnosso and Yevakesh Oysher. Yevakesh Rachamim. Mimisha Oysher Shalot. And that's why they were going with a Minyan. It's not punk, this is the Makar to Minyan. They were Daika traveling with a Minyan. The Divrei Pi Chochem Chen.